My motto has been here, to hell with politics. Just do what's right for Alaska. And I've tried every day to live up to those words.
That's the voice of Ted Stevens, former U.S. Senator from the state of Alaska. Nine people were in the plane that crashed on Monday night outside the town of Dillingham in Alaska. Four were killed besides the former senator, and four survived, including former NASA chief Sean O'Keefe and his son. Stevens was the longest-serving Republican senator in history. He had a record-breaking six terms in the U.S. Senate before losing his seat in 2008. After he was convicted on corruption charges. We're joined now by Steve Heimel. He's the host of the network's call-in show, Talk of Alaska. Senator Stevens was a regular guest on the Alaska Public Radio Network. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
So you have actually have a three-decades-long history with Senator Ted Stevens. Can you kind of talk about who he was and his importance for the state?
Well, you know, by the time I got there in 1982, it already seemed as if Ted Stevens had been there forever because he'd been appointed, of course, in 1968. So there's a whole hunk of history with this man that I missed. But essentially, he was initially appointed to the Senate, and then from then on just simply got automatically reelected, as is the case in many small states. They like to have seniority, and it's to their advantage to have seniority, especially in the Senate. Alaska only has one member of the U.S. House, and it has two senators, so that's where all of its power is in Washington. And with the huge amount of federal land holdings and fishery holdings in Alaska, clearly the federal government is extremely important here. And he fundamentally became the largest force in Alaska's history in the past century. I think that pretty much says it. And yes, go ahead.
He was very popular in his home state. As I understand, they nicknamed him Uncle Ted, and that's because of his ability, as you were just describing, of bringing home these federal dollars. He played a major role in that 800-mile pipeline to Valdez. Can you kind of talk about what kind of projects he brought to Alaska?
Well, I mean, some of them were like a little bit crazy, but most of it was in the category of fundamental infrastructure. This is a state that has a lot of isolated villages that are only reachable by airplane, and clearly there's always need for hospitals. There's need for airport improvements and things like that. But he also was very big on science, so we have this enormous antenna out at in the middle of nowhere, really, that called the HARP project, and nobody really knows what it does. But some people think that it was some kind of amazing piece of electronic warfare that modifies the weather in other places in the world.
Only Ted Stevens could pull that off—a giant antenna that nobody knows what it does out in the middle of nowhere. Steve,
isn't that something?
It is so amazing. How did listeners on your shows and how did people who would encounter Stevens treat him? Was he kind of a senator that was very much held accountable and had a folksy relationship with constituents, or was he more remote?
You know, it's very odd. It's sort of both. He was fairly warm, and he was quite informal, and I think all of us valued that side of him, and many of us saw that side of him. This place where he went to, you know, out in the wood tick-tick, that was one of the most important things in his life, was to go out there fishing every year. So there was a warm, loyal side to him, but there was also he was very, very tough, and he had a quick temper. I got on the wrong side of that temper several times, and
really?
You know, the last time we had him on the show, he was basically threatening us. He was really kind of almost threatening public broadcasting.
This is not the first time that Ted Stevens has been involved in a high-profile crash.
Senate Minority Whip Ted Stevens of Alaska is reported in serious condition after the crash of a light plane that killed his wife and four other persons. The chartered Learjet battled crosswinds.
That is Walter Cronkite on CBS News announcing the plane crash in 1978 that killed Ted Stevens' wife, which makes this tragedy this week almost that much more bitter. Steve?
Yes. I'm just kind of floored by the whole enormity of it when you played that, because I think anyone who knew him, and this includes me, had heard him say that he thought he would die in a plane crash. And wow. Now he has.
You know, a lot of Alaskans have that feeling because planes are so much a part of Alaskan life, whether you're doing recreation or traveling around the state. I mean, that relationship to the de Havilland plane and other small aircraft is an Alaskan sort of thing.
Yeah, we're all sort of used to it. And, you know, I certainly have become so. It certainly always scares some people. But, you know, it's this business of deciding whether or not to go out in the weather, and especially when it's a short hop like that. You know, it's kind of like that deal with car crashes. That always seems to be the one that has the most risk.
And do you think that the corruption charges which forced him to leave the Senate, will that in any way, shape, or form tarnish the history?
Oh, absolutely. I think now that Ted Stevens has left us, I think that we're going to have to look at the measure of the entire career of the man, the good and the bad, and there's a lot of bad to go with the good. You know, he did an awful lot of good for Alaska, but some things he did probably were not so good for Alaska, and we have to find ways to really heal from and recover from.
Steve Heimel, senior reporter and producer for the Alaska Public Radio Network, remembering former U.S. Senator Ted Stevens.
Great talking to you, Steve.
Home is where the heart is. If that is so, I have two homes. One is right here in this chamber, and the other is my beloved state of Alaska. I must leave one to return to the other.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.